You won't find camel milk in most grocery stores in the U.S. or Europe. That's right. I said camel milk. Some say it's much healthier than cow's milk. In fact, researchers are investigating claims it can help people suffering from diabetes and other diseases. That's one of the reasons a farmer in the Netherlands decided to start Europe's first commercial camel farm. The BBC's Paul Henley recently paid a visit.
Camels aren't like cows. They're more curious for a start. There are two of them here nudging up to me with long, hairy noses, sniffing, scrutinizing me from very close up with big, boggly, dark eyes.
They look like they know everything. They are very smart, eh?
They're also a lot harder to keep than cows and to milk. The man who runs this camel farm, Frank Smits, explains some of the provisos.
A camel gives only milk when she likes you, when she trusts you. She must be relaxed. When she's not relaxed, she don't give milk.
They sound like really irritating animals to keep.
Sometimes they are, yes.
But you seem to like them.
Yeah, I like them because now I know them and I know how to work with a camel. Yeah.
And when fresh out of agricultural college, Frank Smits had the idea of setting up Europe's first commercial camel farm here in the rural south of Holland, he had a lot of other hurdles to jump. He wasn't allowed to import the animals from outside the EU, so the first few breeding stock came from the Canary Islands. And to comply with food hygiene regulations, he couldn't milk by hand. He had to invent what he claims is the first camel milking machine.
Vacuum is different, the pulsation is different.
And invest for the long term. Of the 40 camels he now has, only 12 are so far old enough to produce milk. It's just as well that that milk is thought by many to be extraordinary. An hour north in the laboratory of the hospital in Ada, tests are going on to verify claims made by researchers in India that drinking camel milk regularly can stop diabetes. The Dutch government and the local university are also interested enough in suggestions the milk can help Crohn's disease sufferers and those with cow milk allergies to fund an ongoing research project headed by Frank Smits' father, Marcel, who's a doctor at the hospital.
We have also found evidence that their quality of life improves. They feel better with camel milk.
And that's what you're researching now?
You're looking not only to the disease itself, but also to the quality of life.
Frank Smits' most obvious first market was among the immigrant communities like Somalians and Moroccans whose families drank camel milk back home for generations.
I go to mosque and give people camel milk. And, I like it. Where can I buy it? So now I have more than 50 shops where you can buy camel milk here in Holland. Now we bring these girls outside. They really like it. Come on.
Okay, we're now outside and against a backdrop of northern European green fields, flat horizon and a Dutch church spire. Here are some African camels looking pretty much at home, sounding it. As for the chances of camel milk becoming seriously popular in Europe, even perhaps bringing Frank Smits' farm into profit finally, here are some views from shoppers in nearby Den Bosch.
Camel milk, it is tasty and soft.
This is the first time you've tasted it?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. This is sweeter, I think.
I think it's a bit weird. I don't feel like a little camel, so I think the milk is for the little camels, not for me.
That's the BBC's Paul Henley talking to some people sampling camel milk in the Netherlands.